Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-through or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, but once you figure in the humidity, it feels like it's 99. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, get you an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, we're going to talk about these Trump accounts, a new option for parents, philanthropists, and the government to invest in kids' futures. What do you really need to know when considering signing up? Our good friend Stephen Basaha will tell us more, coming up on KPR. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas. Mostly clear skies this evening, but after midnight, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight. Humid tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, partly sunny. A 30% chance of showers and storms in the morning. Still humid. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. Then a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the lower 70s.
Support for KPR comes from Creativity Matters, mental health counseling services where art and therapy come together, offering therapy for adults, families, children, and more. Information about services and scheduling at creativitymattersllc.com.
We are with you till 7 o'clock on All Things Considered. If you're joining us on KPR One Station, stick around at 7 o'clock tonight for news headlines, followed by 2 hours of classical music. Then at 9 o'clock, it's jazz. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour. It's 91 degrees in Topeka. It feels like it's 96. The time is 3:20.
The U.S. launched retaliatory strikes on Tuesday, and Trump is threatening to hit the country again.
If we make a deal with Iran, I'm not sure that will stick.
What's next in the war with Iran on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day. Tomorrow, Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Mr. Jay Schaefer, the A-Team, will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at maselli's.com.
Up next, we have news headlines in just about 35 seconds. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Manhattan, 89 in Atchison, and it is 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The latest Kansas Crime Index report reveals the lowest total crime rate the state has seen in over 50 years, but violent crimes have increased. Kaylin Moore has the story.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation's 2025 Kansas Crime Index report compiles crime statistics from state and local law enforcement agencies. The number of all crimes per 1,000 people have continuously declined since 2023, from 80,000 reports to 67,000. But violent crimes were up 8% from 2024. Offenses including murder, rape, and robbery were 7% above the 10-year average, while crimes like theft and burglary decreased. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Two candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for governor have now endorsed legalizing recreational use of marijuana in Kansas. Yesterday, Cindy Holter and Ethan Corson each said it was time for the state to legalize both medical and recreational marijuana. Holter released a video filmed near a marijuana dispensary in Missouri and made the argument that Kansas is missing out on tax revenue since Kansans just buy the product out of state. Corson issued a statement saying it was time for Kansas to legalize both medical and recreational marijuana. The Kansas Reflector reports that this distinguishes them from other candidates who support only legalization for medicinal use or oppose any legalization altogether. Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog has said he would focus first on medical marijuana as a legalization issue. None of the leading Republican candidates support the legalization of marijuana for any reason, though candidate Nick Reiniker is a longtime advocate of decriminalization of the drug. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is requiring more excavation of a smoldering landfill in Galena. The smelly landfill has been bothering nearby residents. Rachel Schnelly has the latest.
The landfill operator, Jordan Disposal, had submitted a report to KDHE about excavation and what they observed on June 22nd. But KDHE says the report did not imply the smoldering had been completely extinguished. The agency is now requiring 6 additional hours of excavation to be completed by July 10th. The agency will also require a foot of topsoil over the landfill and has banned Jorna Disposal from putting waste in the area unless it's approved by KDHE. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 50% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight, and it's going to be humid with lows in the lower 70s. More humidity tomorrow with a 30% chance of rain in the morning. We're expecting a high in the upper 80s. It's 90 degrees in Emporia and 95 in Abilene. It's 3:35.
Things considered from NPR News.
While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. They are all listed very conveniently at kansaspublicradio.org. First and foremost, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We are about 12 minutes away from your next update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, we are going to speak with a former Democratic gubernatorial candidate from Maine named Nirav Shah. Find out what's next following Graham Plattner's expected departure from the state's U.S. Senate race. That story and much more still to come. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Some of those storms could have locally heavy rainfall. These are all expected to come through the area after about 11 o'clock tonight. It's going to be humid tonight with a low in the lower 70s. Humid tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, high in the upper 80s. Surprise, humid again tomorrow night with a 70% chance of showers and storms. It's 10 minutes before 4.
While teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com.
If you want to know what's happening, you could pick up your phone and keep scrolling until you're dizzy. But to really understand, turn on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can do that tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Again, that's Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It is 4 o'clock.
Apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
93 degrees in Lawrence, feels like it's 99. 93 in Manhattan, where it feels like it's 100. It's 4:06.
It's All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia and many other frequencies all around the state. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. We also have an app, a version for iOS. We have a version for Android, wherever you prefer to get apps. We do lots of streaming, lots of really fun features there. You can like set a little alarm and have Morning Edition play. You can get audio on demand, all kinds of things. Check it out wherever you get your apps.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36... Well, prices jumped today. That came after the president said the ceasefire with Iran had collapsed. Energy analysts are not entirely sure what to make of any of this.
We are subject of the whims of President Trump. He could announce a terrific phone call or two that reverses all of this. So these are very volatile times we're living in.
For now, though, gas prices are expected to rise. Scott Horsley will tell us more. All coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
50% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible with any of these storms that do crop up. It's going to be humid tonight with a low in the lower 70s. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from...
President Trump says the ceasefire with Iran is over. The U.S. launched retaliatory strikes on Tuesday, and Trump is threatening to hit the country again.
If we make a deal with Iran, I'm not sure that will stick.
What's next in the war with Iran? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We simulcast on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 93 degrees in Lawrence, feels like 99. 92 degrees in Topeka, also feels like 99. It is 4:30.
Decrease in support for Israel by Americans. In a recent AP poll, about a third of U.S. adults and about half of Democrats believe Israel has committed genocide.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The latest Kansas Crime Index report reveals the lowest total crime rate the state has seen in over 50 years, but violent crimes have increased. Kaylin Moore has the story.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation's 2025 Kansas Crime Index report compiles crime statistics from state and local law enforcement agencies. The number of all crimes per 1,000 people have continuously declined since 2023, from 80,000 reports to 67,000. But violent crimes were up 8% from 2024. Offenses including murder, rape, and robbery were 7% above the 10-year average, while crimes like theft and burglary decreased. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is requiring more excavation of smoldering waste at a landfill in Galena. Odors from the landfill have been bothering nearby residents. Rachel Schnelly has an update on the story.
The landfill operator, Jordan Disposal, had submitted a report to KDHE about excavation and what they observed on June 22nd. But KDHE says the report did not imply the smoldering had been completely extinguished. The agency is now requiring 6 additional hours of excavation to be completed by July 10th. The agency will also require a foot of topsoil over the landfill and has banned Jorna Disposal from putting waste in the area unless it's approved by KDHE. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
This year's tornado season has been surpassing records for many Midwestern states. The majority of the storms have been hitting states east of what's traditionally thought of as Tornado Alley. Illinois currently leads the nation for most tornadoes with 178 so far, according to the National Weather Service. Missouri has had 81 this year, nearly 30 more than the state's average, according to Missouri State Climate Zach Leeser. He says this year is following a trend of tornadoes shifting east of the traditional Tornado Alley.
There's also been kind of a secondary area more in the eastern and southeast United States. You might hear it referred to as Dixie Alley, but kind of the secondary Tornado Alley. And we're finding a lot more tornado activity occurring there.
Midwestern states like Indiana and Iowa have also had above average tornado activity this year. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies this evening. With clouds moving in after midnight, we will have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible with these storms. It's going to be humid tonight with a low in the lower 70s. Still humid tomorrow with a 30% chance of showers and storms in the morning. We're expecting a high in the upper 80s, but with the humidity, it will feel much warmer. It's 4:35.
It's all things from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., get caught up on all the news from overnight, from all around the nation, all around the world, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing primary care, dental, mental health, or help with a chronic condition. Heartland accepts all patients, including Medicare. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for choosing KPR as the folks you want to spend your afternoon with. We are closing in on 5 o'clock, and at 5:01, we'll have an update of news headlines. At 5:06, the president said today he believes the current ceasefire with Iran is over after an exchange of attacks between the two nations.
I'm not sure I want to make a deal with them. We can play games, but I'm not sure I want to make a deal. Let's just finish the job.
He had more to say, and we'll tell you what that is coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band The Lost Keys for the final Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 12th at 2 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
It's 93 degrees in Lawrence. It is 91 in Emporia. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Imaginable futures.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours. We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming your way in 1 minute. This is KPR. It's 5 o'clock.
World. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Manhattan, 91 in Topeka. It is 5:06.
PR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 5:30. Coming up at just about 5:40. Family and immigration advocate organizations are calling for a full and independent investigation into a shooting where ICE agents shot and killed a Houston man during a traffic stop. I'll tell you today's developments coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu.
Your $10 or $15 a month might seem like not much, but I promise you it makes a big difference to us here at KPR. Your sustaining gift combined with those of your fellow members all add up to a big impact over time. And that impact turns into great stories, ideas, community connections, news. Sustain the future of excellent radio by supporting KPR. It takes just a couple of minutes. You can do it online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
50% chance of showers and storms late tonight for the KPR listening area. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight. It's going to be humid tonight with lows in the lower 70s. It's 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's a great way to get caught up on all the news from overnight. Tomorrow, Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence, 97 in Abilene. It's 5:30.
For NPR News, I'm Kevin Miller in Augusta.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Topeka residents filled the Topeka City Council chambers last night to voice concern about the possibility of a data center coming to the region. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that council members had earlier been briefed about possible construction of a data center in the area. The council is considering zoning and fee changes to regulate future data center construction, and city staff has recommended implementing a multifaceted review process for any proposed data centers. During the public comment period, residents expressed concerns about excessive pressure on water, power, and other infrastructure, as well as health and environmental impacts. Some residents urged the council to implement a temporary moratorium on construction of data centers in the community. Meanwhile, a data center south of Kansas Highway 10 and west of the DeSoto Panasonic plant has expanded in scope. The Johnson County Post reports that California-based Beale Infrastructure began construction in April on the 300-acre site. The DeSoto Planning Commission approved significant changes to the scope of the $3 billion project in April. The plan was originally for four buildings containing a bit more than 1 million square feet of space. Now the plan is for four buildings totaling nearly 3 million square feet of space. Beale Infrastructure says it will house computers meant for storing, processing, and transmitting data. The latest Kansas Crime Index report reveals the lowest total crime rate the state has seen in over 50 years, but violent crimes have increased. Kaylin Moore has the story.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation's 2025 Kansas Crime Index report compiles crime statistics from state and local law enforcement agencies. The number of all crimes per 1,000 people have continuously declined since 2023, from 80,000 reports to 67,000. But violent crimes were up 8% from 2024. Offenses including murder, rape, and robbery were 7% above the 10-year average, while crimes like theft and burglary decreased. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
50% chance of showers and storms late tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible with lows in the lower 70s. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Most popular stories have been about so far this year. The answer was joy.
Like, it's the family, it's the joy.
The crafters reported higher levels of happiness and life.
That arts engagement was related to 4% slower aging rate.
Morning Edition brings you the news to keep you informed, but we also bring you something vital every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow. Perhaps you will be in need of joy first thing in the morning. Well, we can take care of you 5 to 9 a.m. here on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Stay tuned. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, talking about Graham Plattner. Who's going to replace him if he does, in fact, drop out of the Maine U.S. Senate race? I don't mean Maine like primary. I mean Maine like the state, wouldn't he? Then we will find out more about attacks by Jewish settlers against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Their numbers are up a lot. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 6.
While teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com.
News stories don't start in a newsroom. They start when something happens, and people want to know why. On Morning Edition, we're here for your right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, you will hear Morning Edition on KPR 1 and KPR 2. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, and nothing's going to stop us now. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.